Welcome to Impact and Freedom with your host, Jason Feltman.
I'm Jason Feltman, and today we're talking about the overcoming objections. This is a huge point of concern for your sales team. Guaranteed. And I used to have this problem too. You get to this part, and this is going to happen regardless. There are going to be objections, right? I would say probably 95% of the time, but I would say most of the time, I don't know. Let's say 90%. Because that is the case, because you get more objections, you almost get them on every single phone call. This is the part that when we get to that, our sales team starts sweating, right? Oh, I hate this part. Ugh, they're going to say this. They're going to say that, right? So if this is going to happen, and it's going to be the biggest point of anxiety for your team, shouldn't we practice this? Shouldn't we have this spot on? So one of my favorite ways to do this is a whiteboard out, or I would just take a piece of paper out and talk to your team and start writing down all the objections and then combine them. Keep them. If it's something that's going to be brought up consistently, or combine it if it's one that's like another one, or kill it, right? Keep, kill, combine. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to build a list of, and it's probably going to be about 12 objections. It's probably not going to be any more than that. 90% of the objections are going to be known. It's going to be something that we've heard a lot before. So we're going to write those down. And then we're going to say to our team, how would you handle that? Our team's going to say, I would say this. And somebody else will say, no, I wouldn't say that. I'd say it more like this. And then you can really tune this part of the script. I like having your team do this because it creates buy-in. You can write this all day long. I can write this for you all day long, but it's not going to get the buy-in from your team. Objections are just so funny to me because they're just, you'll almost never get the real one unless you ask what, why, like, and peel that onion. Unless you peel it down pretty deep, you're really never really going to know anything. So get your team to get passionate about overcoming objections and that it's really not a big deal. And if you really want to make it not a big deal, it's kind of like the swimming pool, right? If it's cold, you just jump in and then you get them used to it. So if this is a pain point and you guys can't close anything, this needs to be practiced like multiple times a day, over and over and over and over again until it's like so easy and so second nature that it's not uncomfortable. Your team, like getting comfortable at being uncomfortable, is the skill in all of this. You can be a one-man shop and dominate. You can be a 20-person shop and dominate. And it doesn't matter if it's one person or if it's 20 people, follow a process that you believe in. Follow a process that is tracked and measured. And I guarantee you, you're going to be able to get the results that you want. It might not work out the first time. It's just like working out. Like, you don't get the results from working out right away, right? It takes time and it takes a process. It takes running on the treadmill 30 minutes a day to eventually lose the weight, right? And this is the exact same thing. Eventually, you're gonna have this car that's just screaming down the street, you know, winning races. And that's the goal, right? Is predictability. Because when you have this in place, you also get freedom to know that, hey, if I do this, I'm gonna get this result. So I really wanna encourage you to just to do this, follow a process. If it's somebody else's process, as long as it's the process, and keep tuning up that process until it's so airtight that you're getting the results that you want. I just want you to dominate at what you do and to be proud of what you do and to build that legacy that you deserve.